Welcome to the official podcast for Triumvir Clio's School of Classical Civilization. I'm Beth, aka Triumvir Clio.
Hello again. Welcome back. Happy March. How is it March already? Today's chapter is very short, so I'm going to start with a little business or update. Not sure exactly what to call it. I started making this podcast using a platform called Anchor that was bought by Spotify a year or so ago. I think it happened during my summer vacation that turned into a year-long hiatus. Anyway, in a couple of months, June to be exact, Spotify is removing the recording and editing tools that I've been using. I'm not 100% clear on how much this will impact tiny little podcasts like this one. Spotify is partnering with another recording platform. I'm still looking into exactly what that means. And I think I should still be able to just upload complete episodes to Spotify for distribution. So it's possible that the only thing that you'll notice is that there's no longer music between segments, or maybe there's different music between segments. But it's also possible that I'll find that this little hobby becomes more work than fun. So if I disappear from your feed in June, it's not that I haven't enjoyed my time and that I don't want to keep talking about ancient Greek and Roman lit, but just that the barriers have increased to a point that I don't have the energy to climb over them. Or it could also mean that I'm taking another summer vacation to get myself set up on a different platform. Hopefully this change will be fairly seamless on your end. Again, I don't know if I'm really going to know until June exactly how it impacts me. I'm sure I can do more research. And as noted, tiny little podcast. I do this for fun. And if the barriers get to be too big, it's not going to be fun anymore. So anyway, so with that, today we have the final chapter in the Bibliotheca. It will feel a bit like a cliffhanger because we'll move on to the epitome, the epitome, epitome? In this context, I really want to use the former pronunciation, epitome, because it's the last book, the epitome. It's not the epitome of ancient literature. Of course, the word was used differently back when it first evolved. Anyway, that's not where we are yet. That's what we'll start reading next month. Today, we finish book three of what is traditionally called the Bibliotheca, or Library, of Pseudo-Apollodorus, as translated by James George Frazer, undoubtedly with a few edits or commentary by yours truly. So, book three, chapter 16, the last book of the Bibliotheca, except for, what comes after. Ethra bore Aegeus a son, Theseus, and when he was grown up, he pushed away the rock and took up the sandals and the sword. Remember those things? They were in the last chapter. And hastened on foot to Athens. And he cleared the road, which had been beset by evildoers. So he's getting rid of all the bad guys. For first, in Epidavros, he slew Periphetes, son of Hephaestus and Anticlea, who was surnamed the Clubman because he carried a big club. He was crazy on his legs, so he carried an iron club, and he used that to dispatch passers-by. Now, that club Theseus wrested from him and continued to carry about. Second, Theseus killed Sinus, the son of Polypemon, and Cilia, the daughter of Corinthus. This Sinus was surnamed the Pinebender, for inhabiting the Isthmus of Corinth, he used to force the passersby to keep bending pine trees, but they were too weak to do so, and so they were tossed up by the trees and perished miserably. So in that way, also, Theseus killed Sinus. I love, again, how much detail Apollodorus gives us. Just you know exactly right, yeah, what happened there. He killed, I presumably using the same method that Sinus used to kill people, Theseus kills Sinus, but again, that's not all that we've got, is that in that way Theseus also killed Sinus. And that is that's the end of that chapter. I said it was short. Well, Like I said, there'd be a cliffhanger. Not to worry, though. The next chapter is 12 times as long, at least as divided into sections by the Perseus website that I'm using to access this translation. What to say? Theseus is... He is. Two very, very short chapters. That's all... Sorry, paragraphs, not chapters. Two very short paragraphs. That's all we get in this chapter. So it's hard to say much about Theseus at this point in the story. We know from earlier sources that he is very important to Athens. We have seen him in his more kingly form in, say, Medea. in this chapter, however, and in the upcoming ones from the the next part, we will see how he gains status as a hero. Like Heracles, because everyone wants to be like Heracles. And we already see Theseus taking on some of that older hero's attributes. So one of the ways that you can identify Heracles in ancient art is to look for a large man wearing a lion's skin and carrying a club. And who has a club now? Theseus does. The fact that the club is iron, however, stands out to me. So way back, when I covered the Iliad, I'm pretty sure I talked a bit about the Bronze Age transitioning to the Iron Age. Now, it is very important not to think too hard about timelines in these ancient stories. As the 10th Doctor teaches us, time isn't a line, it's a big ball of wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey stuff. Or, if you prefer The Good Place, it's all Jeremy-Baramy looping and crossing with a random little dot over the eye. If you think too hard about timelines in these ancient stories, you will find yourself in an Escher drawing with story A that leads to story B that leads to story C that somehow is necessary for story A to have happened. However, so don't think too hard about what came first. Heracles is an older hero, maybe? Theseus is taking on Heracles' attributes? What we do definitely see is that this is a later source because the club is iron. This is not a Bronze Age text. So the Theseus that we see in this telling from Pseudo-Apollodorus is not a Bronze Age hero. His club is made out of iron. He is from the Iron Age. There isn't really much else to say about this chapter. It will all make more sense, if I can use such a word, when we've read the next chapter and Theseus goes full-on serial killer. Spoiler alert? So what are your thoughts from these two very brief paragraphs? Pop over to the blog and share. It's at triumvirclio.school.blog. Next month, we will cover chapter one of the epitome. I'm going to keep using epitome because it's last book, final book. So we'll start that and learn more about Theseus next month. Talk to you then.
You can join the discussion of this and everything covered in this podcast by following the link in my show notes. And if you're enjoying what you've heard so far, please consider supporting the show with a monthly donation of your choosing, just like public radio. And please also consider giving a 5-star review on your podcatcher of choice so that more people can discover the fun that is Triumvir Clio's School of Classical Civilization.